Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live, because I'm busy, out there talking to the newspaper reporter who is here. Very devilish newspaper reporter, I should add. No, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing you. She doesn't like being teased. Hey, I'm the one that's going to end up, I'm the one under the microscope, not you. I'm not even going to talk about who's here exactly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I meant devilish in a good way. Wayne Madsen, I'm just teasing her a bit. Wayne Madsen is, she'll get me back, don't worry. I know that, see. That's karma. Wayne Madsen is our guest for the next 30 minutes, but I wanted to finish up with John in Texas was bringing up the cap and trade, what's happening with that, and then we'll go right to Wayne Madsen. Finish your point, sir.
Well, he's saying that he's using California, and he's saying that the climate change reform that happened in the 70s has helped keep California's, economy up to par with the rest of the nation, but I don't think he knows that California is bankrupt because he's out there touting California as, you know, that their cap and trade reform led to them creating jobs, but now California is bankrupt, so it's really not the best example he could be giving, you know, for economic reform is to say, hey, look at this bankrupt state. And
it's going to completely shut down the economy, and the only parts of the economy that are going to survive are the ones that get government funding. And that's what the big monopoly corporations aren't free market. They like, they're monopoly capitalists. And so you're going to see a vertical integration of the economy big time. This has nothing to do with the environment. There are some serious issues with the environment, like toxic waste, genetic engineering, that have to be looked at and dealt with. This is a total takeover of all human activity, industrial activity on the planet. Just like Obama publicly, if you give big campaign contributions to Democrats, your $15 million Minnesota dealership gets to stay with your family. But if not, they just come and take it because the government runs GM now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Madsen, I wanted to get him on because he's just always spot on. This guy's scary, right? But I guess he's up there at the National Press Club every day. He's hooked in with all these people. He formerly worked with the NSA and a security consultant for other unnamed government agencies. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country, and a lot of times when I'm watching NSA or CIA hearings in Congress, I'll see Wayne Madsen there in the audience reporting. Wayne Madsen is a former U.S. Naval officer who assigned the National Security Agency. He's also some 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He's also worked the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation. And he wrote the bestseller Handbook for Personal Data Protection. And he writes, again, for the Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, Intelligence Newsletter, and a lot of other major publications. Wayne Madsen, we're about to break, but I want to get you on about the flu. You were right about that being manufactured in a lab from your source. Now they admit it. And I wanted to get into the economy and a lot more. But first off, what do you think of the cap and trade?
Well, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And you know, certainly trying to save the planet is a good intention, but it's the mechanics we see. You know, this whole thing with the carbon credit trading, it looks like it's just another one of these scams that's being perpetrated. The carbon exchanges, you know, I mean, it looks like people are making money. And, you know, today Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, but I think there's a lot more Ponzi schemes out there that have yet to be uncovered.
Well, we know Madoff acted alone, and now the 170-plus billion that they're now saying they've seized is going into a black hole. But come on, Ken Lay came up with carbon trading. Ken Lay's a fine, upstanding person, Wayne. Madsen doesn't engage in conspiracy theories. We'll come back with more. You know, come on, Ken Lay. I think it's great that Al Gore owns the carbon trading company, and I'm going to be paying taxes directly to him. Wayne Madsen, stay there. We'll be right back with you.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tell you guys, go up to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, because that's where it's posted, top story of Wayne Madsen on Russia Today. I want to play a clip of that later before he leaves us, because I want to give credit where credit's due. Of the reporters I know out there, I would interview Wayne Madsen 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I knew he was a credible reporter, but you know, sometimes that he kept breaking big news, I would think, man, could this guy be for real? And he just continues to be right about everything, and he just is always telling us when I call him up to come on every few weeks about other big stories he's working on. He put us on to a reporter about white supremacists in the Army and FBI and BATF and tied into Von Braun, and I looked at it and found some news reports in the hit and from a decade ago about it, but I was still vetting it before I named a bunch of top Army officers and people, and then suddenly it's on the National Press Club this weekend, big news. So maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit about that as well, because he's really got his ear to the ground. And, of course, he worked in intelligence, and the U.S. government reports on intelligence. But bird flu, the first person, I said it's obviously manufactured, just as a layman interviewing scientists, because I knew you don't get a suddenly new mutation strain that's part pig, part bird, part human, with no lineage, a normally occurring, nature-developed flu strain from all the scientists and virologists we talked to, has a pedigree. It's like if I have my wife has a French bulldog. We know it comes from French bulldogs. We know those were developed 300 years ago in England, and then the French got them, and they have certain characteristics. Same thing. But it's like if a purple poodle with yellow eyes shows up, you know that was genetically engineered. Somebody manipulated the dog DNA to get that. And they have glowing jellyfish dogs. That's Washington Post. People won't believe that. Google glowing jellyfish dogs. I want to put that on screen. But the point is, with the analogy here, is that this flu just came out of nowhere. And then Madsen said he had sources. He had sources in government, sources in media, scientists. And exactly what he said then, a month later, came out, and mainstream news, BBC, and others reported, yeah, it was made in a lab. But they won't say where. These scientists know who makes these. They know the pedigree of even manufacturer ones. Why won't they say? And now Baxter Pharmaceutical tied in with putting live bird flu in with vaccine production labs, and then that gets covered up, and then homeless die in Europe and secret vaccine trial. Just absolute, yeah, there it is, glow-in-the-dark dogs. Now, that's just the idea in the San Francisco Chronicle. They actually made them. They have glow-in-the-dark monkeys. Put up glow-in-the-dark monkeys. So they have those part jellyfish. People won't believe me unless they see it. Okay, going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, go ahead. Tell us, how did you know about the flu, and what's your latest intel?
Well, you know, this whole thing with this so-called swine flu, which is really a hybrid flu. The Centers for Disease Control even calls it a novel flu. Even they're saying this is new because of the appellation they gave it. They've given this particular virus. I first heard about this from a researcher who's a virologist who's looking at this in a laboratory. And this researcher, what a compelling story. I'd love to identify this person, but it would, you know, person's identity away, and right now this individual is conducting the research, and everything this person has told me has come to pass. I heard in late April, early May, the prediction of this researcher was this thing was going to multiply around the world, and in a couple months every country on the planet would have infections, and that has turned out to be true.
Yeah, we're now level six, and then you went further that they were, this researcher told you they were planning a big hyped fear pandemic, or maybe even a mutated real one in the fall. You said this 3 months ago when it first, and now they're saying that on the news, forced inoculations. This is getting scary, Wayne.
Well, right. The other prediction of the researcher was that it would begin to mutate, and that any vaccine that would be created to handle the new mutated, the present virus right now, the AH1N1, if it mutates, that vaccine would not work against that particular form of the flu. Now we know from Brazil and Germany that this flu is now mutating, so that prediction has come true. And now we know that it came out in the news today that the this mutated version of the flu is now, the vaccine won't help. It's resistant to the vaccine. So all this has come to pass. And I just believe that this individual who's working very closely with the person who created this virus in a laboratory was right on the money. And the fact is, it was man-made. It was a Jurassic Park-type thing. Some scientists backed by the U.S. Army, Fort Detrick, and the National Institutes of Health dug up the corpse of a very obese Eskimo woman who died of this in the 1918 pandemic, found some tissue they could use, took it back to the Armed Forces Pathology Institute in Rockville, Maryland, which is just down the highway from Fort Detrick, and recreated this, and then began to gene splice it, and that's what we have today with the AH1N1, what they call swine flu. I call it hybrid flu. CDC calls it novel flu, but it is a flu that was created in a petri dish, and the question is why. And as I suggested today, I think the FBI should start investigating this. They should seize the records. Start interviewing these people, and there's also a lab in Canada involved in Winnipeg, the National Microbiology Lab, and the RCMP should do the same thing there, but so far we see nothing.
Absolutely. This is scary because they're hyping it. The media is saying it's going to get bad in the fall when it's only killed less than 30, 40 people, depending on what numbers you look at. And then you got all these scientists saying, yeah, it's been manipulated genetically from a lab somewhere, but then there's no big debate about the mystery of where it came from. Instead of it's a mystery about, you know, did Jacko, Michael Jackson, commit suicide? I mean, you know, I don't care about Michael Jackson. I care about my kids dying of some weaponized flu, and I care about forced inoculations for a flu vaccine. They admit it's already mutated. It won't even help you. I mean, I'm worried about the imploding economy. I'm worried about Northcom, the police state, and instead it's all about Michael Jackson while all of this is happening. What are your inside sources, if any, saying? I mean, can you tell us then if this person, this source, is the scientist you talked to, says they know who produced it? Do they know why it was produced? Do they know if this was done in research and somebody took it from them? Anything else, Wayne?
Just I've gotten from the researcher is that one thing that these researchers do is they try to eliminate every other possibility. The one thing that has been eliminated is this did not come from any animal. So this is, you can lay that one to rest. The pigs are getting a bad rap on this. Remember when it first started in Mexico, they tried to blame it on some a pig farm down there that was run by Smithfield, and that's not true. It didn't come from there. The media tried to hype that.
And that's now admitted, by the way. You said that day one. That's now admitted.
Right, right. And this researcher is now stating that the feeling is that it was engineered to sell vaccines, and that's the, you know, there's the profit motive. The individual who created this actually has a financial interest in a company that manufactures, a laboratory that manufactures the vaccine, or is trying to find a vaccine to manufacture for this particular strain and maybe future mutated strains. So it looks like this is a situation where there was a criminal intent here all along. And I'm surprised that the FBI, the RCMP, and other law enforcement agencies aren't looking at that, because now it was reported that over a million people are infected in the United States, and some 34,000 in New York City alone.
Yeah, that's USA Today and Reuters. Now, again, it's perfect. It's novel, so normal virologists look at it and get scared. But it's not that bad acting, so it's perfect to spread, create fear, but not actually kill a lot of people. Is that what they're planning, just to sell vaccines, or is it cold-bloodedly designs? I know they have these that mutate to then become airborne, more airborne, and kill more people.
Well, I think all possibilities are on the table as far as this is concerned. It's just the amazing thing is how the media, you know, hyped it when it was in Mexico, and what we had, you know, about 70 people infected there. Now we have over a million in this country, and only 1,000 in Europe being reported. So it's clear that the United States is ground zero for this. We just had the first reported case in Nepal today. Family came back where from the United States. If you look at all these countries that are experiencing infections, nine times out of ten the people have just traveled from the United States.
That's right. They're now saying the epicenter is either China or the United States, but you're saying China, that's a red herring. That would make sense because we're more healthy here, and so we're not dying of it, but Mexico is the perfect incubator, Mexico City, because they're so run down.
Well, and there's another interesting factor here, too. Back in early May, there was an individual who was traveling from the National Microbiology Lab in Winnipeg to take up a new job at the National Institutes of Health here in Bethesda, Maryland. This individual was a native of the Ivory Coast in Africa, caught at the border, the North Dakota-Manitoba border, bringing in vials with Ebola virus, genetic material, and HIV genetic material.
Yeah, I saw that in the news, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what, the guy was put in jail. He went to trial, the U.S. District Court, I believe it was in Fargo, or maybe Grand Forks, I don't remember that, but the person was given a fine, a small fine, and the sentence was the 17 days in jail he had already served. So that's what somebody gets for trying to bring virulent strains of Ebola, of all things, into the United States. You know, you try to travel with some shampoo on a plane, you're probably going to get a year in jail.
But well, we got Dr. Pianca running around, Dr. Eric Pianca running around the countryside. you know, saying he can't wait for airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us. Wayne Madsen, let's finish up with this and then get into the white supremacist in the U.S. government. That story you were telling about behind the scenes is now coming out in mainstream news.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Okay, let's go right back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, anything else on this flu situation?
I would just say that watch for this thing now, the mutations to be reported. We've got some initial reports from Brazil. The German scientists have looked at it. They're claiming it was undergoing mutation, rapid mutation. I would note that the day I talked about this virus mutating, I was on Russia Today. That was on at 12 noon Moscow time. The same day, Margaret Chan, a director of the World Health Organization, was in Moscow, and there was a news conference, and she was pointedly asked, is this virus mutating? And she denied that it was. So we're not getting the straight scoop from the World Health Organization, even though they've declared this a level 6 pandemic. And certainly the Centers for Disease Control, which were for weeks saying that, you know, they were undercounting the number of infections in this country. Now we find out that over a million people are infected here. So there's a real problem with getting good information from these so-called public health, international and national public health organizations.
Well, Wayne, that was the question I wanted to ask you. 3 or 4 days into the panic, a city official I know, I'll just leave it at that, came to the office and brought the internal memorandum from a CDC meeting with state and city officials in San Antonio, where they didn't shut down some schools just north of San Antonio. And it said, we're telling the public we're at level 4. We're already at level 5. In 90 hours, 92 hours, or is it 96? Point is, it's 90 plus hours. We're really going to level 6, but no one's going to be told. And I went on air and posted, you know, the document, and people didn't believe me. And then later it came out, oh, we're at level 6. We've been under it a while. So it's almost like they're drilling for when there really is a level 6 someday. It's like they're saying it's a level 6 in name only for worldwide pandemic. But, I mean, I have that document, and the document says there have been many more deaths and many more illnesses. And I kept getting that chatter from other state and federal people I know. So is this like a fire drill, or is this the real deal?
Well, we don't know how this thing's going to mutate. As a matter of fact, the news today is it's in the mainstream media anyway that this may mutate into a more virulent strain. So we may not have seen the worst yet. The worst may be coming, but certainly we haven't seen. The health minister of India criticized this country for not screening people leaving the United States because we are the point of infection for many of these countries now that are experiencing their first cases, whether it's one individual. In the case in Nepal, was a family of three traveled from New York back there. Same reports from many, many different countries around the world that the first cases are from the United States, but there seems to be no interest by our public health officials here to try to stop the spread of this overseas. We've got over a million cases, but we're seeing a huge spike today reported in England. Australia, it's a very bad situation, Australia. And the worst case scenario is those countries that have no public health infrastructure. And now we have the first cases now being reported in sub-Saharan Africa, India, and the Bangladesh. Can
everywhere.
You imagine how many people live there and how easily that will be spread in a country like that?
Why secretly have a level 6 months ago and then announce it a few weeks ago? What's your angle on that? Or any of the intel people any of the press people you talk to? I mean, what are they saying?
Well, you would think that this would be very transparent. You know, a public health issue, why sit on information? That would be like sitting on weather reports. But the way they're dealing with this, we might as well be dealing with meetings at the Federal Reserve. A lot of this stuff is just being held very close. You would think you would want to inform the public about a pandemic, but we see information being withheld on a daily basis, and it makes no sense. And I have to think that there's some criminal predicate to all this, and it would be nice to see them investigate it. But I'm not holding my breath, because it would have been nice to see the FBI really investigate the anthrax attacks on the media and Congress, and they blame this poor Dr. Ivins, who was actually trying to find the perpetrator. They said, you know, it was him after, of course, he committed.
And now it's coming out that his DNA at the mailbox doesn't match, and that he's basically innocent, and nobody wants to talk about how he died in the government mental institution. They just say he took his own life. Yeah, locked up in the mental institution when they secretly grabbed him. Wayne, I know you're a busy guy. I have to go in a meeting. Do 5 more minutes on the racist angle, if you can, on the other side of this quick break. Can you do that?
Sure. WayneMadsonReport.com.
Okay, great. WayneMadsonReport.com. That's WayneMadsonReport.com, linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also come out of the break and put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Stay with us. This is GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You know, the term twittering around is kind of ruined now, because I would always use that term. He was twittering about, you know, ninnying. It's kind of a nittying, chirping. Now Twitter, kind of like, instead of saying a search engine, you got to say Google. People want me to use the names of other systems and not plug Google, but that's now the universal term. I've got to use the semantical lexicon to communicate with people. Hannah Montana is on her Twitter account asking who I am, and then they say, Heidi's boyfriend, Spencer Pratt, is a big InfoWars fan, and post to his Twitter account. And then it's all these people talking about me. What's interesting about this is that when I go to Hollywood, literally, there aren't really any stars I've ever met or run into that aren't already fans of the show. And, of course, Rick Linklater talked about how he gave my films to Bruce Willis, and that woke him up, and people didn't believe it. And then Vanity Fair asked him about it, and they kind of left me out of it. But then that's where the quote came from in Vanity Fair of him saying, yeah, the people that killed Kennedy still run the government, and I'm not left or right anymore. And that's what Rick Linklater, I mean, the point is, all these people, Keanu Reeves, I didn't wake up Charlie Sheen Charlie Sheen was already very, very awake, but we're really good friends. But the exciting thing is when Hannah Montana starts to ask who I am, you know we're having an effect. All right, I'm going to shop about that and go back to Wayne Madison. But Wayne, before we get into the white supremacists riddling the government, according to some of the reports some of your colleagues have been putting out in your own research, you've written some articles on it, now coming out mainstream news as usual, you're kind of over the horizon sight. Liberty, freedom, waking up to the corporate structure, it is really exploding exponentially. Do you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. And I think, you know, the fact is more people are now going to the Internet for their news and are getting off those George Orwell telescreens, the 24/7 cable news networks, which is they're nothing more than propaganda. And, now here in Washington, we have under construction a place called the Institute, the U.S. Institute for Peace, which is really the U.S. Institute for War. That's right out of Orwell. This is going to be the big neocon citadel here in Washington, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of, U.S. intervention in other countries. Latest one, of course, is Honduras, where it looks like our fingerprints are all over that coup.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because it's coming out. The generals, as you know, people may not, but once you talk about it, because you were in intelligence, that they are were trained at School of Americas. He was going to legalize drugs. He was actually fighting the cartels. CIA didn't let that happen. That's their main business. But getting into the racist, we saw Von Braun. He attacks in 81 or 82 with fake dynamite and a gun. They disarm him easily. He's held for 6 years. He's then released. He's got all these weird Southern Poverty Law Center connections. You know, they got caught running the white supremacist compound in Elohim City with McVeigh, according to FBI documents declassified. And suddenly Von Braun, right when they're trying to pass all these hate crimes laws, and it got it passed to the House. It happened right as that vote was happening. Now going to the Senate, Von Braun pops up, and it turns out when we were at the National Press Club interviewing you and others that that some of the reporters you introduced us to, and now it's been national news, were saying Von Braun was tied into special forces, colonels, commanders, connections of white supremacists, the good old boy roundup from 92 on 60 Minutes with the BATF and FBI selling N-word hunting licenses. Break that down.
Well, the number one person on this is a fellow by the name of John Edward Hurley, and we actually had a forum at the press club on Friday about Justice Department malfeasance and some political prosecutions, notably against Governor Siegelman of Alabama and a few other high-ranking Democrats in the southern states. But one of the things, Hurley was a longtime colleague of the White House press correspondent Sarah McClendon, who actually was more senior than Helen Thomas. She died a few years ago, but John Hurley was onto this back during Iran-Contra, where he noted that a lot of the people involved with these white supremacist Klan, neo-Nazi organizations.
That's like G. Gordon Liddy with Nixon thought that he was like a German general, but go ahead.
Right. Well, he found out that many of these people were involved in Iran-Contra. They were in the Reagan administration. They were in the Bush 1 administration. More recently, they were in the George W. Bush administration. A lot of these individuals were also paid informants of the FBI. And we know that one person whose name was mentioned as a guy who worked with Von Braun, this guy Todd Blodgett, he came right out and said he was a paid informant. But these people all were in the Bush 1 administration. A lot of them were in the Bush 1 administration. And I remember my days at Ole Miss where my history professors, Southern history professors, were telling me back during the days of the Klan that there were so many FBI infiltrators. One FBI agent who had infiltrated the Klan would be reporting on other Klan members who turned out to also be FBI agents.
In fact, there were some meetings where there'd be five people and four of them would be FBI.
Exactly. You didn't know about the fifth. But anyway, this is a big problem. And now many of these people have glommed onto this anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism thing after 9/11. But they're there. They've infiltrated. As you say, they're in many, many different parts of the government, both as political appointees, as we saw with under the Reagan and Bush administration, but others are senior civil service. But you have to wonder about just what is the FBI up to when they're running these people and then they commit these acts.
Well, Wayne, that's my question is, I'm sure you remember 60 Minutes in 92 where the militia guys went in and they were hanging black people in effigy. BATF, FBI, close to 1,000, I think, at the meeting. Was it Alabama or South Carolina? In fact, pull up good old boy Roundup for me. They were selling, you know, N-word hunting licenses and all this. And I researched it more, and it's not just that the FBI and BATF and CIA are running the white supremacist groups, getting them to stage attacks and then take our rights, but they really are Nazis. So, I mean, what is going on? And then meanwhile, the ADL is like over them somehow. Very bizarre mixture of people.
Well, I have to point out, I live in Arlington, Virginia, and this is where George Lincoln Rockwell had his American Nazi Party headquarters. And here's a guy who was a commander in the Navy during World War II. Can you imagine? We lose over 600,000 people fighting the Axis in that war. This guy, Rockwell, is running a ladies' magazine in Manhattan, but decides all of a sudden to come to the Washington area and start the American Nazi Party. I heard from an old friend of mine, now deceased, who investigated Rockwell for Reader's Digest magazine and found out that a lot of his money was actually coming from the ADL. George Lincoln Rockwell, when he ran that magazine in New York, his biggest advertisers for U.S. Lady were Bergdorf Goodman, Macy's, Saks, Gimbel's, all these Jewish-owned department stores. Why in the world would he just then turn around, come to Washington, and start the American Nazi Party? Well, it's obvious that, you know, that he was part of this idea. We've got to keep our thing going, so we start this guy up, and we can point to him and say, look, you know, there's still a threat. I think this has been going on for decades in this country, and the FBI is perfectly content to work with some of these people, and I think, you know, it's just, I think it's part of this Hegelian dialectic where you have two sides playing off against one another.
They got to have an enemy to take the general public's liberties and freedoms and spy on us. And so every time I research Nazis, I find out they're joined to the hip with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI. They're just a bunch of whacked out freaks. I mean, I am. What do you think about this hate crimes bill? I was reading the subsection and found out it's passed the House, that it has the same subsection as the other act, the cyberbullying, where it says if you criticize someone and it hurts their feelings, the feds will charge you with a felony. I mean, Wayne, it seems on every front, federal government takeover, private Federal Reserve takeover, a water bill takeover of all water in the country. I mean, I know you know. I mean, it's just everything's happening right now.
Well, you know, this law may not survive the Supreme Court, because I would note today the Supreme Court ruled against
Sotomayor.
Missouri. Well, and also against Missouri, which wanted to bring a charge against this Westboro Baptist Church, this guy where they picket the funerals of guys coming back from Iraq, guys that got killed over there. Supreme Court upheld the right of that Westboro, as nutty as they are. They said they had every right to picket these funerals.
Yeah, but for those that don't know, the First Amendment is to protect nuts like that, who are really, I think, very distasteful. But that, it's there for distasteful speech, not for speech you like. Go ahead.
Right. So I would say, based on the Supreme Court's ruling today, that hate crime legislation may not pass muster, because somebody obviously is going to bring that. Bring suit against that if they're ever charged under that. And the Supreme Court, we've already got now the Supreme Court ruling in that particular area. So I don't think it'll pass.
Well, Wayne, I've got to say, the Supreme Court, you know, a lower federal court had said they could strip search little girls because she gave a friend a Advil, and they strip searched her. And the lower court said they could do that. The higher court, as you know, last Friday said they couldn't. So we're actually seeing.
Except for Clarence Porno Thomas, he said it was perfectly okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to say, we've been seeing some half-decent rulings out of the Supreme Court. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, we've got David Souter, who turned out to be, the worst nightmare for the neocons and their whole agenda. He's being replaced. My take on Sotomayor, even though she, the court ruled against her ruling on that New Haven firefighters deal where they said that they were subject to reverse discrimination and exam. I have a feeling that Sotomayor is going to be very much like Judge Souter. The word is that she's very big on privacy issues, although there's not a whole lot of case law there, but people who know her, read her decisions, feel that she's really going to be another Souter. So we may see the court not move at all, especially in the area of, cracking down on free speech.
Hey, Wayne, I was just on WayneMadsenReport.com, and I'm sorry I'm ignorant. I missed so many things. None of us are omnipresent here. You have a legal defense fund? What happened with that?
Well, I was arrested in Alexandria back in March while interviewing a source. The source was arrested by the local gendarmes, and I asked what the charges were. They said they weren't going to tell me. Gave me a bunch of grief, and the next thing I knew, I was under arrest, charged with Elizabethan England law was still in the books here in Commonwealth of Virginia. It's drunk in public, but it also means the disorderly conduct, a failure to obey a police officer.
Yeah, that's one of their favorites.
They decided not to prosecute that, but it's a whole other thing now. I've got to get the record expunged, and that's actually done by a higher court where there's really no right of appeal. So I just found out Friday that the Commonwealth is not going to contest the expungement, but it continues, and the whole
what's going on in Virginia and D.C.? I was there for Bilderberg last year, and everywhere I went, I would try to videotape from parks, the Washington Monument from 100 yards away, and cops would run up and threaten to arrest me, and they told me I couldn't videotape the White House, but they weren't just doing it to me. Old ladies, families, Boy Scout groups, and they'd say, we don't care. No, it's not terrorism, it's terrorism. And this happened in Kansas City to my camera guys. What is going on?
Well, that has been a problem since 9/11. I have a friend who was trying to take a picture of the D.C. Superior Court, of all places, and he was threatened with arrest, and they threatened to seize his camera. But this is all part of a whole post-9/11 thing. You can't take pictures of anything.
But it's all color of law. They don't even have a law.
There's no law. It's just whatever the cop feels at the time. And nine times out of ten, the judge will go along with whatever the cop says.
All right, Wayne Madsen, you've given us a lot of time. In closing, Honduras, obviously we hear, he wasn't supposed to run again. He's evil. Well, he was trying to have a referendum. And then we know the West had been targeting him for overthrow. He had called for the decriminalization of drugs, saying that it was basically a CIA operation and that he and the drug dealers didn't like him. And so I guess because he wanted to end the drug war, again, the drug dealers want to keep it illegal out there, but folks don't understand this. That's how they make their profits. Key leaders of Honduran military coup were trained in the U.S. Wayne, what are you hearing up there on the Hill or up there at the press club on this?
Well, what I'm hearing is that the foreign minister of Honduras, Patricia Rodas, tried to call the American ambassador in Tegucigalpa. She got no answer. Obama's saying that he's urging calm. He said he's only going to recognize President Zelaya, the guy who was ousted as the true leader, but I say, talk is cheap. Let's look at the actions. I see no effort to sever relations with that military junta, no effort to impose economic sanctions. We see nothing. We have 600 U.S. troops stationed at Soto Cano Air Base in Honduras. What was their role? What did they know? What did the NSA know? They're eavesdropping out of actually NSA Texas, which is up in San Antonio at the Medina Annex. They knew what was coming down. Our troops down there know what was happening. We had a U.S. Southern Command team arrive at another Honduran Air Force base, conveniently at the same time the coup was underway. So this looks like it's the same thing that was going on against Hugo Chavez, and his coup turned out to be an aborted coup in 2002.
Yeah, they grabbed him and put him on an airplane, and then something happened when his troops rebelled and took the capital back over.
Exactly.
They turned around and flew him back in 2002. That was in March.
Exactly, and whoever planned this coup didn't want to make that same mistake, so they made sure that the Honduran military was on side. I think this is a textbook case of what they teach at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning. And they also assassinated the only leftist candidate for president in the elections in November. Cesar Ham was assassinated when the Honduran troops showed up to arrest him. He was killed. So this is much more than a constitutional crisis. This is a class book military coup, the kind of things they teach at Fort Benning, Georgia, at the School of the Americas.
Well, since, where his top military brass were trained, who just overthrew him, the Iran situation, to have Obama saying we're not involved when the CIA officially, for at least 2.5 years, as you know, publicly says they were funding a student revolution. The guy that claims he's been cheated announced 2 hours before polls closed that he'd been cheated, when even U.S. polling companies said 2-1 for Ahmed Dinajid. who only won by 65% instead. I'm no defender of Ahmed Dinajid. The point is reality, and it seems like whatever Obama says, it's always the opposite. He says, oh, I want to be your friend, right as they launch the attempted overthrow. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and I would also note that a neocon named Kenneth Timmerman, the day before the election, started talking about the Green Revolution. Here we go with another Soros-colored thematic revolution. I think Soros' fingerprints are all over this. I would note that Ahmadinejad today said that this girl who was shot, he wants to investigate that. She was shot in the back, and they say there were no Iranian security forces around there at the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. It looks completely staged, and
yeah.
You know, her poor family, they have no idea. I mean, that thing looks staged 100%. Not that they don't shoot people, but that's certainly staged. I mean, that's what my gut said day one. I mean,
well, they're really... martyr. Right. They needed a martyr, and they have one in her, whether she was willing or unwilling. She's the martyr, but Ahmadinejad's calling for an investigation.
Wayne, I'm going to let you go, but I got to have you up again. The San Antonio Current paper went out to photograph the cybersecurity building, NSA San Antonio. I know you work for the NSA, so you can speak to this.
Right.
And they came out and arrested them and grabbed their tape off base. So, I mean, my God, they're the ones violating the law down there, spying on everybody, Wayne.
Absolutely, and they don't like the attention.
Well, they're going to get a lot more of it here. Wayne Madsen, God bless you. We're gonna beat these people with great patriots like you. WayneMadsenReport.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. InfoWars.com is our site. Stay with us. I'm going to get into a bunch of news when we get back. Hannah Montana.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Bad, bad thing.
Party coming up on the final hour. Time flies when you're fighting tyranny and thuggery. I want to take calls in this segment and the next, and continuing up to Richard Reeves joining us in studio. Is he in studio today, or is he going to be on the phone? He's already here? Okay, he's in studio. So that's coming up on the land grabbing and stuff. I want to take your calls on a host of issues coming up here. And then I want to get into thought crime bills, threat and talk radio, and cyberbullying, not about protecting kids. It's about shutting down the Internet. Now, that's Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. But don't believe me. Here is ABC 7 News, anti-bullying legislation, threat to free speech. Proponents say bullying can be stopped while preserving freedoms. They say this is for kids, but the way it reads is for everybody. And then we have the hate crime bill that's actually passed the House. And I want to read this to you, what it says. And if this doesn't kill the First Amendment, our beloved Republic's First Amendment, you know, the first of all rights, the right to free speech, I don't know what does. So that is coming up after I take some calls. And look, Watson says this is a big deal, and I guess he's right. You know, we've been critical of Hannah Montana on this same subject. We don't think she's a bad person. We think she's talented. It is brain rot for the young girls out there to kind of suck them into the deeper estuaries of the corporate mind control to make them feel inadequate so the New World Order can sell them Gardasil. But other than that, you know, we don't think Hannah Montana herself is a bad person. But we have been critical of her for supporting the end of the First Amendment. You know, she has her right to put out this tweeny stuff that I am trying to protect my daughters from. Now, everybody likes Hannah Montana. Paul Hartman there was saying he got a CD for his daughter. And, look, I mean, it's pretty wholesome stuff overall. It just, I think girls grow up too quick, boys grow up too quick, and it kind of just is a vortex off into a whole other dimension. And I just don't like anything that, you know, tries to take over the life of my family. And I see it with other girls. But, again, my criticism of her is not supporting the First Amendment. And so I hope people go and Twitter her more and ask her questions about why she supports this language here. But I'm going to cover that starting in the next hour. I'm going to go to your calls, though, for a while before I get into all of that. And then more on this key article that's up on prisonplanet.com. This is a maximum red alert. We only put these out every month or so. I'm asking listeners to hammer this through the mainstream media. Post this on every blog, message board, everywhere. This is an InfoWar imperative attack request. If you should choose to take this mission, we're asking you to. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters final phase. This is kind of a boil-down master article about the enemy's operation. They're clearly going for everything, including a hot police state after they've got this legislation done. This is, again, equivalent of a Soviet/Nazi purge that we're facing. This is highest level red alert info warriors. Man the guns, smash the enemy, overrun them in the cyber domains immediately. In the info war, countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engage. Let's blast it out there and expose these bastards making their criminal move on us right now. Let's blast down their climate change garbage with their global surf tax to the IMF and World Bank for world government, even as MSNBC is admitting. Let's blast the enemy on their water takeover. Let's blast them on their hate crimes, take over the First Amendment, their attempt to totally gut the borders for the North American Union and the hemispheric travel ID pass and legalizing the illegal aliens. Let's stop them on all of their criminal activities. Let's defend the Republic. Engage the enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.